latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
The animal activist group PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, have praised Spanish clothing giant Inditex this week in what they're calling a massive victory for animals after the chain agreed to a permanent ban on Angora wool. The firm has said that it will be donating their leftover Angora products to Syrian refugees. Inditex are the parent company of such stores as Zara, Pull&Bear, Bershka, Stradivarius and many others. The Spanish Foreign Minister José Manuel García Margallo has said that sanctions against Russia over Ukraine have lost European businesses €21 billion, a heavy cost to Spanish industries hit by the export ban, which has been particularly problematic in terms of agriculture and tourism, he said. The revelation was made at a meeting this week to discuss the next stage of action. Spanish railway infrastructure company Adif are reporting that they will open almost 800 kilometres of high-speed lines this year, extending the current passenger-only network with lines radiating from Madrid towards the periphery of the Iberian Peninsula. Adif has installed standard-gauge single-line track on several sections to cut costs, even though both have been designed and built to accommodate a double-track formation. Internet giant Google has removed autocomplete suggestions from its Spanish-based search engine that completed search strings assuming and offering information on how to join jihadist networks such as the Islamic State militant group. Prior to the change, when Google search users in Spain entered the word "I want to join," the second and fourth autocomplete search results showed "I want to join jihad" and "I want to join IS." Google has reportedly took action in their UK version of the search engine previously. Whilst the weather in Spain has been causing chaos and freezing conditions for many over a week, parts of Iceland has been seeing unseasonably warm weather, with records for February reaching an all-time high. In one particular day last week, the temperatures at Dalatangi, the easternmost building and weather station in Iceland, record showed 17.4 degrees Celsius, or 65 degrees Fahrenheit, whilst in Madrid the temperature was just 7 degrees Celsius, 44 Fahrenheit. Although Icelanders were not likely to have donned their swimming costumes just yet, as temperatures plummeted from 17.4 degrees to minus 13 the day after a 30 degrees Celsius drop after an Icelandic windstorm with gusts in excess of 110 kilometers an hour quickly took away the warmth. For more details on these stories, visit our website www.theleader.info.